something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Tanline Tuesday. We're on there with Tan Lines already at TNT Radio Empire. Nick's with us.
You got that, Nick? We wait till later in the show because Nick and I were texting late last night.
I read what you were talking about, and please save that for like maybe 10, actually.
This compelling conversation for the air.
Nine o'clock hour, we'll get into that.
Yeah. In fact, someday we should just write the whole show.
No, let's not do that at all.
On the we'll just read the text.
No, let's not do that.
I've seen our text.
I've seen our group text.
Most of that's unairable.
Yeah, most of it's unairable.
For like one reason or another.
Yeah, right. 6 o'clock tonight, we'll all start texting each other, and then we'll just read the exchange for 4 hours tomorrow.
Go ahead.
No, don't tell him that.
Well, I'm not going to respond anyway.
We'll all be surprised to you then.
That's true. The whole show, I like it when it's a surprise. Like, I don't know what Craig's about to talk about every time, pretty much. No. Unless I have to be queued up on something. Because I like to hear it first from Craig.
Yeah, you were talking about AirPods. I wish my kid would have swallowed his. We were looking all over the place for those last night.
Oh, don't you drive you crazy, man. My son has lost his 3 or 4 times, and they show up somewhere. I said, I'm not buying you another pair. If you lose those, you're done.
Yeah, my wife's like, I checked the washer. I'm like, the washer? Yeah. Why would they be in the washer?
No.
Do you follow through on that?
I didn't buy him new ones.
Okay.
No, these are not cheap.
Oh, no. But if you did lose them, I was thinking, well, you'd cave in, because I know I would.
No.
Not at $250.
No, what happened was we thought he lost them in Pennsylvania, and he needed. The only reason I was going to buy him something because he wanted to be on the plane and not have to pay attention to anything. But look at, so I bought him the cheap ones, like the $29 ones.
Mm. Yeah,
and I said, here, you can use those, and then we found his other ones. I said, these are the ones you're going to use from here on out. $29.
Yeah, that's why.
And the sound quality's not as good, obviously.
Kids and me shouldn't have anything that's, like, miniature.
the AirPod, the iPod case is this big. It's like, it's
so easy to look
at. It's smaller than, like, a Tic Tac.
It is.
Yeah, when they got those for Christmas, I'm like, oh, this is going to be a blast.
There should be a beeper in those things or something. Yeah. There should be a way you can find those. Like, you can find your phone.
Like a homing device
or something. Right.
An app you can download, a little device, a location device in there.
Because you know that, and these guys, these guys have known that, 14, 15, 16-year-old boys don't care about anything.
Right, they don't keep track of stuff.
They don't care about anything.
12, I think if you 10, if you register...
It was my 11-year-old.
Well, from down under, I understand that, but yeah.
If you register those things with Apple, I think you can use the Find My iPhone app. Because you can, it'll tell you.
iPhone. I'm talking about the iPod. So.
Yeah, I know, but you can, but it'll show you where, like, I've on mine. It'll tell me where my laptop is. Right. It'll tell me where the iPad is. But I don't know with the AirPods whether it'll just tell you where the case is.
My kids are. Yeah. We know where both they're at all the time because my wife has that app on the phone that says where the kids are at all the time. And they keep arguing about that. It's when can we not stop do this? I said never.
So when you pay your own bills.
The day you pay your cell phone bill, you can take that thing off. And that's not going to happen.
Right? Yeah, my daughter hates that thing.
Yeah.
And then my older son, she's like, why doesn't he have to have it? I'm like, well, he doesn't go anywhere.
Right.
So we know where he is.
You know where
he's
he is.
He's right
You're
here.
Not doing anything wrong.
Right.
I was talking to your wife the other night at that party, Nick, and she was watching people come in the front door. She's like, yeah, we told her not to have any people over, but she doesn't remember we have a video doorbell.
Oh, the Ring, huh? Yeah. There you go.
I'm just waiting for my wife's boyfriend to show up on that thing.
How could you blame her?
No, I could. Like, that's what he looks like. All right.
It's a UPS guy. But he had no package.
Oh, yes, he did. Brown do for you.
Yeah, sometimes you've got to be careful what you wish for with those cameras, I guess. You know, hey, who's in my bed? That's not me. I'm here.
That guy really throws it around, huh?
You can't have it on your bed anyway, because we're all been in our bedrooms by ourselves. And what can you imagine? Hey, Nick's an old masturbate. Check it out.
Right.
Oh, damn.
That stuck to the table.
I forgot the camera was on.
You see, in Australia, they are making carrots and sweet potato drops to help the wallabies.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, they find, they're kind of hiding in, they're congregated in certain areas, so they're able to figure out where to drop the food. They're not just throwing it out randomly.
Willy-nilly.
Yeah.
Yeah, until they drop a sweet potato on a wallaby and it kills it.
Well, I think that you can actually spot them. They're low enough. I've seen some footage of this. They're low enough where they can see the animals, and then they go a little ways away.
Okay.
To prevent that.
Those stories, those koala bees and those...
koala bees.
Koala bees.
You just created a bastard
just
animal.
Dying over here.
That's a hybrid.
That's a hybrid, right. The koala bees, right.
It's all the rage of the pets in Australia. Everyone
how they walk up to the guys with water. You know, that's sad. But it's, you know... Mm-hmm.
A koala bee doodle.
Global warming is killing the planet, but, you know, we don't care.
I've done my own research. I don't believe
it. Exactly.
We won't care till it starts killing us.
Yeah, well, it will. It is now. It is killing us.
I don't believe it.
It's killing us. It's killing us now.
I don't believe it.
All right.
So Serena Williams won a New Zealand tennis tournament over the weekend. Her first in 3 years, by the way.
Oh, okay.
And she gave all the winnings to the Australian relief efforts.
Good for her.
The Wiggles are reuniting.
All right.
Are they?
My daughter was so into the Wiggles.
For Australian Fire Relief Services. Yeah.
I kept seeing when I was on break, there was an ambulance chaser. Billboards all over the Phoenix area named Rafi. Last name of the firm was named Rafi. Right. R-A-F-I. Uh-huh. And the guy looked just like
one of the
Rafi who sings for kids.
Oh.
Oh, that's a different guy. Okay.
It is.
Yeah. But that was about the Wiggles era, wasn't it?
I don't know who Rafi is. I had no idea.
For kids.
I'm aware of it.
I knew the Wiggles. I didn't know Rafi.
He might have been a little before.
He's been around for a long time.
Yeah. He might have been around when my kids.
Probably. The Wiggles were my daughter's age.
Yeah.
He's like the Yanni of kids folk music.
There you go.
Yeah.
All good stuff.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I want to see.
Everything about that sentence sucked.
Yep.
Rafi would have been in between.
That's like country rap. It sucks so bad. Yeah.
There was Barney, and then there was Rafi, and then there was the Wiggles.
Right.
I was obsessed with that country hip hop for a while. Hick hop.
Oh god,
it was so bad.
Well, I retweeted last night because the only thing I saw was Tug McGraw and Shy. And I said this, and I tweeted. I said this country rap stuff has to stop. This is the worst thing, and obviously most everybody pretty much agreed. You can like country, you can like rap, but when you combine those things, it's the worst.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't heard anything worse. I thought rock rap wasn't that good, but this is horrible.
Yeah, but if you put your top 40 radio hat on.
I don't.
I would play that Old Town Road song.
That's not the song I was even talking about.
That's
catchy. That started it. But this was just, I'm thinking the country audience is hating this, and the rap audience is hating the guy in the jeans.
Going, yeah.
It was brutal, man.
I got sucked into a rabbit hole about dudes rapping about going to mud bogs and stuff.
I've seen those guys. Yeah. That is hip hop.
We be mud bogging.
Yeah, that
is real bad.
I know. I saw a special in that music. That's really brutal.
That was a rough couple months
it's
for my
fat
wife.
Neck,
I'm like, you hear this?
Yeah. It's so brutal.
Were you coolers of Bud Light?
Yeah.
Were you just stoned the whole 2 months?
Unfortunately, I was not.
White guys or black guys?
Oh, white guys.
No, they're white guys.
Yeah. Okay. They're white guys.
They park their trucks, they got Trump flags, and they do that. They do that. I've seen that story.
No,
brutal.
I would imagine a riot would break out if a rap group showed up, say, at a truck pull.
Yes. Black guys wouldn't be welcome in a truck pull.
Oh, yeah. Lenny Cooper's there all day, though.
Yeah.
Rapping about mud bogs.
There you go.
I wanted to go to a mud bog.
No, you don't.
I thought about it.
Yeah.
Been to a tractor pull?
Todd and I were at a tractor pull once, and in Pennsylvania, it was like the most,
I've hosted several tractor
pulls. Think of the most neck thing you know, and then go and then say, well, this is neckier than that.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's a tractor pull.
That's the one memory I have of like the one time when I was a kid, when my parents took me to the Iowa State Fair.
Yeah.
Was seeing a tractor pull.
Yep.
And
unnecessary.
I've never wanted to go back.
No.
Well, the one we went to
was in Pennsylvania. We did a tug of war.
Right. It was just a weekly thing.
Right. Oh yeah. It was a track.
Yeah. That's what that was for.
That was it. Not for racing. Not for drag racing. Just for tractor pulls.
The other one
had stands on both sides and everything.
That I hosted. All the other ones.
Pure
hosted
neck,
were,
man.
Associated with some kind of county fair or state fair.
Yeah.
But this was every week.
Every weekend. All summer long. Just pull that tractor with weights on it. Oh, that went 4 feet at 2 miles an hour. Yes! That's entertainment.
That's a good run.
Let's see what the next one could do.
So brutal.
Good run for Willie.
Hey, like what you like. We're still going to make fun of it. Because you're not cool.
Yeah, one of the dudes is one of the country rappers' names is Colt Ford. And
I've seen that guy.
His mic stand is a shotgun with an American flag on it.
I've seen that guy. That's brutal.
Yeah.
He's real bad.
Yeah.
Did that genre go away? Or
I don't.
Is
I think
it's still viable.
Well, it's probably underground still.
Still around. I don't know if it's viable.
Yeah. It's not viable.
I'll have to see if Lindy Cooper has it. All of his songs are just about trucks with mud all over them.
I know, exactly.
It's like the Cottonmouth Kings, but for dirty trucks.
New study shows that nearly all women who choose abortion have no long-term regrets.
Yeah, I know. I know two or three that have,
and no kids.
They have no regrets.
And included over 660 women in more than 21 states, and found that 99% reported positive benefits after 5 years, even among those who initially reported negative feelings about abortion.
Two or three I know had them, and then they went on to have families later on in life, and are better off.
Yeah, and I think you'd be better off doing that instead of giving the first one away. And then having other kids, and then the oldest finds out, well, you gave me away, but you didn't give anybody else
I don't
else
care
away.
If you give it away.
What the
if
hell?
You want to raise it, and you want to give it away, that's good for somebody that wants to adopt a kid that can't
still,
have kids.
Still, I would take that personally.
But I think that you can.
How come you decided to throw me away and keep the rest?
Well,
Craig?
They gave you life then, but like Craig, you mean, yeah. But if you want to have an abortion, that's your choice. Except for in this state, we're praying it away through the U.S. government, which is, by the way, the Nebraska government.
Oh, yeah.
She's breaking laws down there.
I think that's going to work.
Yeah.
It'll be gone.
It is. And then I'm going to suggest that we pray away mass shootings.
Well, that usually works,
if too. The praying away abortion is effective, we need to do that to every ill of society. We just declare a day.
Governor,
because that's what governors are for.
Right. Is pray stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You sit there and you say, well, this is... But, the mass shooting thing really doesn't fit the Catholic agenda. They don't really seem so upset about mass shootings
as they do
about murdering babies.
No.
One at a time, in a legal medical procedure.
So, get your abortions.
That's a problem.
While they're still legal.
Get them while they're hot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Before they pray it away.
Or, if you don't want to get one, just don't get one.
Don't get one.
No, there's no obligation. You're not under any obligation to get an abortion. A lot of people seem to misunderstand that. Because the law exists doesn't mean you have
Grandpa's
to.
Grandpa's got abortion money. That's where it came from.
Doesn't mean you have to follow through. It's there for you if you want it right now, legally. But you don't have to have one.
Yeah.
That would be a messed up doctor's appointment.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you're pregnant, and we are going to kill that baby.
We have to. The first one. Yeah. We have to extinguish every first pregnancy.
Did you ever ask, Adam's mom there if you should probably get that take care of?
Oh,
she said, no, I'm keeping it.
First order of business.
And she said, no, Papa, don't preach. I'm keeping my baby.
Yeah.
Of course, you weren't Papa, but... She probably told her old man that, right?
Oh,
he hated
no,
your ass.
I was,
In that video, though, she's in love with that dude, so they're together. You didn't hang around and shoot the video with her, right? You went to Arizona. No, did you say to her, listen, okay, you're pregnant, well, let's get an abortion. She said no, right?
Right.
She said no. She said no.
Yeah, I suggested that, I believe, almost immediately.
Did she even finish the sentence? Todd, I'm getting an abortion.
Yeah.
Does he know that?
No.
No, that's good.
Well, he's Todd anyway. It doesn't matter if Todd wanted an abortion.
Well, when you met him, hey, nice to meet you. I tried to talk your mom out of your existence.
Right. No, he didn't say that. You think you're almost a love child abortion there, Craig? Somebody wanted you, obviously.
Who knows?
She wanted to at least give you to somebody else.
Yeah.
Your cool parents that raised you.
Yeah. Well, Oklahoma, you got to assume they might have been mighty Christian.
Oh, they might not be able to get them also in Craig's time period.
They might not be readily
available. Roe v. Wade wasn't until 73, so maybe they couldn't even get one there.
Oh, you're right.
You know?
Or you had to drive all the way to Tulsa.
To suck Craig out. They named him already, by the way. Let's name him and kill him.
That makes it harder.
They really didn't love you.
They really didn't love you. We're going to name him and then suck him out.
Which is exactly why.
The abortion people don't like this rap.
When you have a litter of puppies, you don't name any of the puppies because that will cause you to become attached to them. And then when they have to go to their homes, you'll be sad.
Okay. All right.
I learned that early on.
But Craig was a human.
You violated that rule a couple times, Todd.
I know.
Yeah.
And I don't do it anymore.
Now we have to give it to the neighbor.
Yeah. So we can see Craig.
So we can keep seeing him.
Well, you give it to the neighbor, and the agreement is the neighbor is going to keep the name that you've given it, and then the neighbor welches on the deal.
No, I can name dogs. People can name their dogs anything they want.
No, that wasn't the deal.
Well, you gave it to me.
You violated the term.
Now you hate your neighbor now?
Well, I remind her of it all the time. No, that's not her name.
My mom had a doctor that tried to talk her into aborting me when she was pregnant with me. Yeah.
Because she knew your dad was gay?
Yeah, he's probably this guy. Is that the father?
This ain't the father. Dude's gay as hell, man. As F.
He's wearing a jean jacket.
Yeah. Well, how old was your mom? Pretty
young?
She was
19.
Okay. Yeah.
So she probably should have.
Yeah.
The Japanese billionaire who is paying to be the first private citizen to fly around the moon wants company. Yusaku Maezawa.
Is that the same guy you mentioned yesterday that's giving away the money?
It may have been.
I think it is.
Yeah, he was doing the...
No, Yusaku might be like Jim in that language.
No, I think
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think it was the same name. Okay. The guy who's giving everybody...
Yusaku.
$9,000 who retweeted his message.
That guy, okay.
Well, a few people.
Yeah.
He set up a website to
help... Have we asked the company if they would do that? We could get some more Twitter followers that way if we gave away a lot of money for every retweet.
Yeah.
We tweet.
Yusaku has set up a website to help find a woman to be his life partner. He's a 44-year-old online fashion empire founder, says applicants must be single women who are over the age of 20, interested in going into space and preparing for it. They must also have a desire for world peace. He's looking for someone with a bright personality who wants to enjoy life to the fullest.
Well, the guy's loaded, so he's going to have it lined up.
Right.
Lined up.
Peace, the application deadline is this Friday.
World peace, he means oral sex.
Yeah.
In space.
You probably got a helmet on. Or up.
No, not inside the capsule.
Well, that's true. Yeah, you can get some there.
Yeah, or you can rig up a special sort of helmet.
One big hole right in the front.
So rich Japanese guy looking for hot chicks to join him in space.
Well,
he's going to have them lined up around the block. I mean, and they're all going to be gorgeous.
No, I think he's going to have a tough time finding applicants.
Not at all.
I think it's going to be slim pickings.
Yeah.
I like to travel. Yeah.
Okay. Take you to the moon, baby.
Yeah.
Literally.
The moon, baby.
There's just not a lot of women looking for a sugar daddy.
Yeah, no, there are.
Not a lot of young ladies.
There's thousands and hundreds of thousands of them.
Just want to ride the coattails of some rich guy.
Right.
That's tough to find these days. They're very principled.
Who flies the spaceship? Does he fly it?
Yeah, good point. I don't think you get to fly that.
No. Good question.
Yeah.
You know, there's not many people on the planet that are qualified to fly a spaceship.
No.
I mean, could a...
He's got to pay the most to do this. Yeah, somebody else, obviously, else could
like
fly
a trained airline pilot? You could probably learn to do that, but how would you train that? Simulators?
Astronaut school. You'd be an astronaut to fly a spaceship.
Yeah, but, you know, that's not cheap.
He's not doing it. He's the guy paying for it.
Is he?
Yes.
Is he paying for the guy's astronaut school?
No, he's paying for the company that is offering these trips.
No, he's just getting a ride. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're offering trips to the people that have the most money.
So that company has astronauts waiting.
Yeah.
Waiting to fly.
Yeah.
Tonight, Jeopardy is back with the very smart people.
Yeah. With Ken Jennings leads 2-1.
Yes, he has the opportunity to win the whole thing tonight.
What is wax off?
He could close it all out, and then we don't have to talk about it anymore.
But good. I like talking about
good.
It.
Good. He's just kicking ass, all right.
Well, he's up 2-1.
Nah, he'll win.
And then Brad Rutter's getting boat raced.
The third smartest guy in the world sucks.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. How that
loser.
Sounds.
Right.
Yeah. Who could run circles around most people on the planet?
Yeah.
Looks like a dumbass.
Right.
When he's up against these two.
Subaru was surprised last week when word of an SUV on display at the Singapore Motor Show. Todd, you'll need to pay attention here.
Okay.
Was called the Forester Ultimate Customized Kit.
Oh. That's an acronym. Write that down. The Forester Ultimate Customized Kit.
I got it.
Special edition.
Nothing gets by you.
Subaru says that the custom car was the work of a local independent distributor and has told its American dealer network that company headquarters had nothing to do with the Forester Ultimate Customized Kit Special Edition.
You think that happened accidentally or someone was just trying to get over? I think it was by design.
Yeah, because the F-bomb is pretty prevalent everywhere. I mean, even if you're not an American, you know to say that word.
In Singapore, where they speak English.
I think the guy...
Where they write English.
They do.
Yeah. They don't write English in Singapore,
well,
do they?
Well, there are some people that do. It's kind of a universal language.
It is, and the F-bomb is pretty universal.
Especially when it comes to selling
cars. I think
cars.
The guy did it on purpose, yeah.
They say, Subaru says, it goes without saying that this car will not be available in the United States market.
Under that name.
That's too bad.
Yeah, that would be great.
I think it would have sold well.
I got a two. Yeah. I wish we could say the word here. We can, so it kind of ruins a bit. But
what do you drive, a Subaru?
Yeah.
Well, what's the, Lewis Black has a special
2021 car. F-bomb. What?
With those initials, and then I think there's a U.
There's a U right there, yeah.
Something club.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's, his, fan, that's his fan club.
That's his fan club, yeah.
But I forget what it stands for. It does actually stand for something.
Yeah.
Oh, I got the sticker in my office, too. I see it all the time. I know what it is. It's the F-Bombs fan club or something. I don't know what it is, yeah.
Put the sticker on the Subaru.
Frustrated Union of Cynical Kindreds Universal.
Nice. Oh, I got it. Yeah. Nothing gets by me except for a lot of stuff. Yeah. Nick's with us.
I told you, just butt stuff.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.